Yeah, holding off Yud Gimel. Holding. So Shaul was the kashran of Akiva. He said halacha was like Rabbi Shmuel, and then he said halacha kiyosa Talmud. He said ain halacha kiyosa Rabbi Shmuel. Then it's halacha kiyosa Talmud. So Gemara asked one teretz was Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Akiva, lechadi boat tamidim. He only said it to be mechadi the tamidim. In other words, to make the Talmud feel good. He said halacha is like this Talmud, so he should feel good the Talmud. But avad the halacha is not like the Talmud because we don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. We have Nachum of Yitzchak Oma Nirinitma. That it's only Nirinitma. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. Halacha kiyosa Talmud. He didn't mean halacha. He just said Nirinitma. Nirin means not really the halacha that way. So mil, it's no kasha. Rashi Nirin Devorah Voice of Talmud. He just liked what the Talmud said, but not to say the halacha is like that Talmud. So mil, b'klal, there's no stira. Itma, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Komokam Shata Moitzi, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Oma Talmud Echud. Whenever you have in Shat, the Gemara brings down this Maisa that Rabbi Yishmael said over in the name of a Talmud Echud, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Oma Talmud Echud, that a Talmud Echud said over in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, and this Talmud said it over in front of Rabbi Kiva, you should know, Eino Ela Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir, he's the Talmud that said over from Rabbi Shmuel, and then he told it to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Sheshimish es Rabbi Shmuel, yes Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Meir learned by both of them. He was Meshamish Rabbi Shmuel, and he was also Meshamish Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, he said over one member to the other one. So this Talmud is always Rabbi Meir. Modetanya, I'm a Rabbi Meir. Kishayisi eitz Rabbi Shmuel. When I used to be by Rabbi Shmuel, hayisi matil kan kantum l'teuchat yoy. He used to be a cipher. He used to write svarim, a sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzas, and he used to have ink. Now the locher is he's supposed to have black ink. It's supposed to be black. Now kankantum, that's a type of a material, some type of an ingredient he put into the ink that the shalvers it makes it stick very well. Kankantum makes the ink stick onto the cloth very well. That it's very hard to erase it. And even if you like peel it off, there still will be some roshim left on the cloth. But it's a very good. It adheres. It makes the ink stick well to the cloth. So he put in this kankantum, l'teichad yoy. V'lo yomal li dover. And Rabbi Shmuel didn't say anything to me. As Rabbi Meir first was a sefer by Rabbi Shmuel, and when he had his ink, he put this thing, the kankantum, inside it, and Rabbi Shmuel didn't say anything. Then, kishabosi yetzer Rabbi Kiva, later Rabbi Meir went to learn by Rabbi Kiva, and osrolai, Rabbi Kiva said, no, you're not allowed to put this kankantum into the ink. If you're going to use this ink to write a sefer Torah with, it's also to have kankantum inside it. We'll soon see why. You have to have a ksav that's able to erase it. And here it's not erasable if you have this kankantum inside it. Drashi kankantum ad rimint. That's what it is. Osra alayla kama forish. Why did he ask it? So the Gemara eini, I have a raya not like this. So far we're saying was that Rabbi Shmuel said it was okay, and Rabbi Kiva is the one that said it's also you can't have the kankantum in the ink. The Gemara Eni is not like that. V'yoma Rabbi Yehuda, Oma Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Meir, that Kishayisi Loimed Eitz Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Meir first learned from Rabbi Kiva, Hayisi Matel Kankantum Teichad Yoy, and he used to write his sefer Torah then, and the ink, he used to put this kankantum, this type of a chemical inside the ink, that made the ink stick very good to the cloth, it wasn't erasable. V'loyoma Lidover, and Rabbi Kiva didn't say anything. This is my cast from the Maisi before. Before Rabbi Kiva said it was also. Now the Maestro Rabbi Kiva didn't say anything. And then Rabbi Meir later went to Rabbi Shmuel. Omali, Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Meir, Bini, ma malachtecho, what is your business? What are you doing? Or Marti Lois, Rabbi Meir answered back, Lavlarani, I'm a cipher, I write svarim. Omali, so Rabbi Shmuel answered him, Bini, have izoyev malachtecho, be very careful when you write the sefer Torah till the mezuzahs. Shemalachtecho melecha shemayim. Eshens, you're doing a melecha shemayim to make a kosher sefer Torah, a kosher tefillin. These are mitzvahs. It's a melecha shemayim. He and vayter shemato mechasa roisachas. Maybe you'll leave out one ois when you write a word. Oy miyaser roisachas, or else you'll add in an extra ois into the word. And nimtzas machreves kol olam kuloi. You'll like be destroying the whole world. by eating an extra ois and by taking out an extra ois. So Rashi says, what is that? Rashi mechaser ois achas. It's the post that says Vashem olakechem emes. In mechaser aleph harayato mecharif. If you say Hashem olakechem instead of saying emes, you leave out the aleph. So you're saying Hashem olakechem meis. So that's a terrible zach. You're like being a koifer. You're saying Hashem is dead. Right, the post of Yidabru Hashem. Im toisev oisachas v'tichtoiv. Vayidabru nimsas machriv. Vayidabru Hashem means there are a lot of Hashem, the plural. That's also machriv. So a sefer has to be very careful not to put an extra vov or not to take out an ois, or more you make a big korban. So Rabbi Meir answered back, or Marti loy, dover echut. He answered him back something. Now the Gemara doesn't say what he answered him back. We'll soon see the Gemara later explain what he answered him back. Amati loy dover echod yeshli. I have something. The kankantum shmoi, and its name is kankantum. That's this material, this type of ingredient he puts into the ink. Shani matul teichad yoy. I put this into my ink, and I write with it. Omali, so Rabbi Shmuel answered him back. Vechimatilun kankantum teichad yoy. Is it mutter? Are you allowed to put this kankantum into the ink? As Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's also to do it. Valoy omra teru. The Torah says. By the Pashas Asoita, the Torah says, V'kosav, you should write the Megillah Sofer, U'mocho, the Torah then says, you're supposed to erase the Megillah Sofer. Because after you write, you're supposed to put it in the Mayim Hamorim, you put it into the water, and it's supposed to dissolve, the ink is supposed to dissolve in the water. So you see, you're supposed to have a type of Ksiva, that the Ksiva could be dissolved. Midashin, it means, Ksav, Shoyochol Imchis. It's only kosher to write a Sefer Torah, if the Ksav is able to be erasable. So Mele, if you put the kankantim into your dioi, that makes it that the ink sticks very tight to the cloth, and you can't erase it. So Bishmol holds this puzzle. Rashi, Dobre echod yeshli l'kama forash maikam hadilei. Ksash yochol imchek, v'kankantim rishum anikim yoi. And kankantim, if you use it, the rishum, it's always nicker on the cloth. So even if you try and erase it, you can never erase it legamri from the cloth. And the Torah says by Parsha Soita, it has to be Iksav that Shayak to be Moicha. So the Shmuel holds its puzzle. Now for the Gemara, my Komalei, what did Reb Meir answer back to Rabbi Shmuel in the middle? Or my Komahadle, what are you answering back? Hochi Komalei. This is what Reb Meir answered back to Rabbi Shmuel. Loi mi boi bechaseris of Yiseris. To loitino, to bokiyano. Has you told me I have to be careful not to write extra, not to write less? So he answered back, yes. I'm a big boki, I don't make any mistakes. I'm very makbid not to have any chaseris and not to have any yaseris. Elo, Reb Meir even said even more about himself. Elo afilu mechish. I'm not even afraid lizvuv that it should come a fly, nami, that a fly should come on the Sefer Torah, on top of an ice, and start to scratch off the ice. I'm not even afraid that dilma osi, maybe the fly will come, the yosef atagid dalid, he'll sit on top of the right side of the dalid, and it'll erase a little bit of the square part of the Dalid, and it'll come out to look like a resh. So Reb Meir said, I'm not even afraid of this. And why not? Because in my ink, I put something into the ink, and its name is Kankantum. Reb Meir, this ink sticks very tight to the cloth, so even if a fly is going to be on top of the word, top of the Dalid, trying to erase it, he can't erase it. Because since my ink has kankantim inside it, it sticks very good to the cloth. That's what Rabbi Shmuel answered back. Shani matal seichad yoy. And Mamele Rabbi Shmuel answered back, you should know it's possible. Rabbi Shmuel holds, no, you learn how to Megillah Saita, that just like by Saita, it has to be able to be umocho, it should be erased. Hu adin a ksiva of a Sefer Torah, or a tefillin, a mezuzah, has to be able to be erased. So chet gemar koponim kashya shimish al shimish. Eshtin's it shver, who was Rabbi Meir mishamish first? First the mice was he went to Rabbi Shmuel and then to Rabbi Kiva. And the second mice was first he went to Rabbi Kiva and then he went to Rabbi Shmuel. So it's a stira. And Vaita Kasha Asura Asura Asura. It's a stira. In the first mice, Rabbi Kiva asked it. And Rabbi Shmuel said it was mutter. And in the second mice, Rabbi Shmuel says it's asur. And Rabbi Kiva says it's mutter. So it's a stira. So the more Vishleim Mashimish Ashimish Lakasha. Vishleim who was he Mishamish? That's not a stira. I have a terrorist to who he was Mishamish first. Or Osla Kaimat Rabbi Kiva. First Rabbi Meir went to learn for Rabbi Kiva. Or Midlay Mosla Mekam Alibe. When Rabbi Meir saw that Rabbi Kiva was too great for him, he couldn't understand him. Is Osla Kaimat Rabbi Shmuel. He went to learn in front of Rabbi Shmuel. The Goma Gemara, he learned over all the Gemaras. So he knew Kalor, all the Gemaras. Then Vahoder Osla Kaimat Rabbi Kiva. Then Rabbi Meir went back to Rabbi Kiva. So it's no stira. Hitaka first learned from Rabbi Kiva, then he went to Rabbi Yishmael, then he went back again to Rabbi Kiva. Says no stira, who is Meshamis? He's Meshamis both of them in circles. Melo v'sov asvara, as after he, v'sov asvara, v'hada os l'kaim with Rabbi Kiva, v'sov asvara. After he learned all the Gemaras from Rabbi Yishmael, then he went to learn the Svaris, like how he has kashas, one on the other, from Rabbi Kiva. For the Gemara, elo osra, osra, kasha, kasha. But the Chor is still a stira. In the first Maisa, Rabbi Shmuel was Mekel, said it was Muta. Rabbi Kiva said it was Osa. And in the second Maisa, it's Pumfakir. Rabbi Shmuel was saying it's Osa, and Rabbi Kiva is saying it's Muta, and it's not, but more by Kasha. It's like a Kasha. Like one of them is wrong. One of them, how you have to change around, Lukura, one of them. So the Mara. Tanya, Rabbi Meir Oimer. Rabbi Meir, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Rabbi Meir Hoy Oimer. Rabbi Meir used to say, L'chol matilen kan kantil motoychad yoi chutz mi pasha soita. Hey, see, old really, there's no stereo. That you're allowed to put kankantim in dioy and tink. If you want to use the ink to write a sefer Torah, to write a mezuzah, to write a tefillin, it's mutter. Just when you come to write the pasha soita in the sefer Torah, that few lines, that lines you shouldn't use kankantim. Because that that we say you mocha is supposed to be erasable. What do you have to erase? Only the pasha soita. So as long as the Pasha Soita is not written with the Dioi that has Kankantim, the rest of the Sefer Torah is kosher. Rashi, Yechutz v'Pasha Soita, Afilu b'Sefer Torah. Even if you're writing it in the Sefer Torah now, Tikisovar, because of Yehuda holds, in Bo Limchoik Lo Minat Torah Moichik, that Lo Yitzu, you want to use the Megillah Soita, and you don't have anyone, you want to rip it out of a Sefer Torah, it's kosher to use it. So you're allowed to take the Sefer Torah, rip out the Parsha of Soita, and use it for Megillah Soita. So since it's usable for Megillah Soita, you have to make sure when you first write the Sefer Torah, you shouldn't use Kankanim when you're writing the Parsha of the Soita. That's Rabbi Yehuda Zalocha. Rabbi Yaakov Oymeh Mishmoy, Rabbi Yaakov says no. Chutz mi Parsha Soita Sheva Mikdash. Like he dings it and says no. The whole Sefer Torah you could write even though you have Kankantim, because you're not allowed to use the Sefer Torah for Megillah Soita. Now what's also to use Kankantim? If your mamash write a Megillah Soita, that means in the base of Migdash, when the Kohen had a Soita, there's the halacha, you had to go make a Sefer come and write on a special piece, on a parchment, the psukim of the Soita, that's all. Rashi Sheba Migdash means Megillah shall call Soita v'Soita. The special Megillah you write for a Soita, that Megillah can't be written with Kankantim, because that's halacha, it has to be erasable. And if you have Kankantim, you can't erase it. But any Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzahs, it's mutter to write even with Kankantim. For the Gemara, my benayu, what's the machlokes between the two of them? Om Rav Yirmiyah, limchak lo min ha-Torah ikka benayu. The nafkamina is, are you allowed to take a Sefer Torah and use the Sefer Torah for the Megillah Soita? You'll take out the parsha that has Soita in it and use that for the Megillah Soita. Is it mutter or not? The first Monday, Om Rav Yehuda holds it's mutter. Therefore, when you write the parsha Soita in the Sefer Torah, you have to make sure it's erasable. And Rabbi Yaakov holds not like that. You're not allowed to use a Sefer Torah for a Megillah Soita. So the Manashach, a Sefer Torah itself could be written even with Kankantim. Only a Megillah Soita, that has to be written that it's erasable. So the Mara, Vahani Tanoi, Gani Tanoi. This Machloikas, Rabbi Yehudin, Rabbi Yaakov is telling another Machloikas Tanoim. The Tanya, Ein Megillah Sok, Sheiro, Lahashkas, Po, Soita, Cheres. Luyitsu, you have a Soita. You have an Isha, that's a Soita. And the Koyin wrote a Megillah for this Isha. They wrote it Lishmo, Lishem, this Isha. So, the first Mandiyama says that the Megillah is not kosher for another Soita. What does that mean? Zotrashi, Ein Megillosa Ksheira, Soita Shenichtava Megillosa, a Soita that they wrote the Megillah for her, but then the Omra Tumeyani, before they put the Megillah in the water to make it erasable, she said she's Tumeya. So they didn't use the Megillah. Upturani Megillosa, and they didn't use the Megillah. Is Allah Ksheirol Ptura, is Ein Megillosa Ksheirol Soita Cheres. The first man Yom says you're not allowed to use her Megillah for another Soita. Alma, what do you see? Ksiva Lishma Binan. That when you write a Megillah Soita, you have to write it Lishain, the Isha you can use it for. Vuhu Adinami Dien Mechim Lomina Torah. The male of the Svar is if you have a Sefer Torah, when you wrote the Pasha Soita, it wasn't written beferish for any special Isha, it was written Lishain Sefer Torah. So it wasn't written Lishma, so therefore you can't use it for Pasha Soita. And this Tana holds that the Soita, the part in the Megillah, has to be written Lishma for this Isha, So a Sefer Torah is not written for any Isha, that's what's possible. Vaita Rabbi Achleb, Rabbi Yashi Omar, Megillosa Ksheira, Lashkas Mosfaita Cheres, he also knows. Even though the Megillah was written for one Isha, you're allowed to change your mind and use it for another Isha. So you see, you don't need it to be written Lishmo, Megillah Saita. So Melehu Adin, a Sefer Torah is also kosher for a Megillah Saita. So that's the same Machlokes Tanoim. So the Mara name, Amra Papa name, Dilma Lohi, the two Machlokes are not totally Zeb Zeb. I tell you, Adkan loy koma Tanakama hosom. When did the Tanakama say that after Megillah was written for one Isha, it cannot be used for another Isha? El hosom, el kivon diinkik, lishum rochel, su loy hodra, mintaka, lishum leya. Since it was written beferish for Rochel, for one Isha, now it's possible to use for another Isha. Because it was written beferish for Rochel. Avo gabo Torah. Mashenkin, a regular Sefer Torah. Tistom and Michtavo, when they wrote the Sefer Torah, it was written Stam, it wasn't written L'shem any Isha. Hatayah Hochinami the Machinon. Maybe you could use it for an Isha. It's not a din that has to be written Badafka for the Isha. Even Stam is also good. Just if it's written L'shem somebody else, that's a psul, you can't use it now for another Isha. That's possible. So Mel the Machlekes and not totally Zebizir. And Vayit Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Dil Maloi, also it's not totally. Ad kam loy koma Rabbi Acho, Rabbi Yashi Hosom. When did he say that you could use it, even though it was written for Rochel? And then she said she's Tamei, you did not need it for her. You're allowed to use it for Leyom. When did he say it's kosher? Elo di yichtav miyas, lushim soita boilam. Akol ponim, when they wrote this Megillah for Rochel, they wrote it l'shem Megillah soita. Even though it was written for Rachel also, for the Yehels, that's not Nogeya. It has to Akopon be written L'shem Soita. So it was written for a Megillah Soita. Mainly you're allowed to use it for another Isha, for another Soita. Avo Gabi Torah. Mashenkin is Sefer Torah. Till Islamic Sivam, Nogeya to the Indian of using it for Soita, wasn't the Chal written to use for Megillah Soita. Nogeya to that, it was written L'Islami. Or Sefer Torah was written to learn from, not to use for Megillah Soita. Maybe you're not allowed to use it for a Megillah. So now it's no raya. Even if you hold, you're allowed to use the Megillah Saita that was written for Rachel for Leah, but our Koponim has one Mila, it was written L'shem Saita. Mashenkin here, Sefer Torah, the Chlau was written L'Islami, so maybe you can't use it at all for a Megillah Saita. Namila Mechkinen. So the more of a less play, the Rabbi Yachab, Rabbi Yashio. Hold it from the Akasha now. For less tell Rabbi Achab Rabbi Yashi, hold it none. Hey, how could he say it's kosher? You're allowed to use this Megillah for another Isha. Doesn't the old from this Mishnah we haven't gotten? The Tanan. Kosev get Lagaris Afishtoi. Somebody wrote a get to use for his wife. The Nimlach, and he decided not to give his wife a get. But how he was Nimlach, he decided not to use the get. Now, Umotze ben Iroi. Lady found another person in the city. The Yoman, the person said, Shimcha Kishmi, Hetach say, your name is the same name as my name. V'shem Mishticha Kishem Mishti. And the name of your wife is the same name as my wife. So we have both the same names. So give me your get, let me use your get. So the locker is, Posel Lagarish Boy. Enough in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to use that get, it's Posel Lagarish Boy. So you see, Klof, you wrote the Megillah, you wrote the get for one Isha, you're not allowed to use the get for another Isha. So how could he say by Megillah Saita, if he wrote a Saita, or Rachel was a Saita, and he wrote the Megillah for her, and then she says she's Tamei, and you don't need it for her. Now you want to use it for Leah, how can you say it's kosher? So not from the Mishnah, it says by get and by get it's possible. So the Gemara Hachi Ashto, what kind of tzushtel? There's no tzushtel, a get to a Megillah Saita. Hosom by get, the cost of Loksiv. Binang Sivu Lishmo. By get, and the Torah says the cost of law, you have to write the get Lishmo. That means you have to write the get for the name of your wife. So well, if you wrote it for your wife, and you decided not to give her the get, you're not allowed to give this get to somebody else. Because it wasn't written for the second person, it was written for you. But the Torah says, what has to be Lishmo the Ksiva? Hocho, Mashenken by Megillah Saita, that the Koyen writes the Megillah for a Saita, there's no din that has to be written for this Saita. The other Torah says, we also look, Siv. You have to do it. Bina nasiya lishmo, and nasiya dido mechikihi. What's called the asiya by Megillah Saita? Not the writing of the Megillah. He says, no din writing the Megillah lishmo. Even if you write it for one person, you're allowed to use it for another person. Because the din of lishmo by Saita is the mechika. It has to be erased l'shem this isha. So calls the man you didn't erase it for one isha, you're allowed to use it for another isha. There's no din ksiv with the din of mechika. Trashi Yosem Ksivlo Lagabe Ksiva. Hachsam Ksivla. Gabi Ksiva. Hacha Ksivla. There it says the word law by Ksiva. Hacha Ksivla. We learn that law means Lishmo. Legabi Yasiya. And Asiya Haina Mechika. What's called the Asiya by a Megillah Saita? That's called the Mechika. So Mela, calls the man you didn't do the Mechika for one Isha, you're allowed to use the Megillah for another Isha. That's why it's Mutta. Omer Abacha bar Abchanina, Golav Yadul Lefnei Mi Shomar Vehoi Yoylam. She do in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shein V'Doyrer Sher Rabbi Meir. Kamoisei. And Rabbi Meir's door, he was the greatest person in his door. Nobody knew, learned better than he did. Avzei the Kasher Mefnei Ma Loikov Alocha Kamoisei. How come we didn't pass him like Rabbi Meir? If he was the God of our door, how come we didn't pass him like Rabbi Meir? The Teretish Lo Yochlu Chaverav Lamoid Asoyv Daitei. He was so great that the Tamidim couldn't understand him. So now they couldn't understand Alocha Psuka, Klor Alocha from him. Trashi Asoiv Daitoi, Loyochu Lohovin, B'yeze Dvor of Nechoinim, U'veze Ein Dvor of Nechoinim. Shoyenoi Sein Das, Meyushe V'hogin, Al Ein Alocha Kalocha. He was able to say so many good svaris that even if it's not Lohalocha, he also said a good svara that way. So Tamidim couldn't understand from his svaris which one is the right one Lohalocha and which one is not Lohalocha. Therefore, we couldn't pass like Rabbi Meir. Shuwaimer al Tomei Tor, he used to say, and something that Tomei used to say, it's Tor. Omar leponim al Tor, and Omar leponim, and he would say a lot of svaris why it should be Tor, and really it's Tomei. And Vaita al Tor Tomei, he used to say svaris on something that's Tor, why it should be Tomei. Omar leponim, and he used to tell them a lot of svaris. So the kids of Rabbi Meir was such a great, he said svaris both ways, so Mel the Tamidim couldn't understand which one is the right way. Therefore, they didn't pass the halacha like Rabbi Meir. So the Maratona, Loi Rabbi Meir Shemoi. His name was not really Rabbi Meir. Ela Rabbi Noiroi Shemoi. His name really was Rabbi Noiroi. That was his name, Rabbi Noiroi. V'lo manikra Shemoi Rabbi Meir. Habizoi, why advice to Tamidim? Why did the Gemara call him Rabbi Meir for? Shu Meir Einei Chachom Halacha. He used to enlighten the eyes of the Chomim v'halacha. So Luchurat Abyssal Astira. Before we just said that he was so great, we did not understand what he's saying. And now we're saying Fakerti was Menayer, he opened up the eyes of the Chachamim, Balocha. So Mashah says the Pshat was, he said so many Svaris that anything you had Shver, Rav Meir was able to explain it to you. But he explained it so good that he explained it Satomei and explained it Sator. So the Chachamim later on, when any Svaris they wanted, they used the Svaris they needed. But they got their Svaris from Rav Meir. We'll soon see back to the Pshat in this. His name was not really Rabbi Noroi, El Rabbi Nechemya Shemoi. His name was Rabbi Nechemya. The Yamrilo and some say Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Shemoi. That was his name. V'lo manikra Shemoi Noroi. Why did they call him Noroi? V'ayte Shemanai Rein Echom Balocha. He used to lighten up the eyes of the Chom in Balocha. Here's the famous word that Brisker Rav says also. The Mora says here, Rabbi Meya Hainu Rabbi Noroi. Sestira in the last Mishnah in Kedushin, Sestira. The Gemara there says that Rav Meir says, Lo'olam a person should find an umna nekiyah. Rav Meir says, for his kid, you should always give your kid a nice umnis. And then Rav Neroi said, Maniach ani kol umnis shaboylam, v'yeinim alamed b'ni ala Torah. Rav Neroi says, I'm only going to teach my son Torah. Schor Sestira. If Rav Meir is Rav Neroi, how come then in the last Mishnah in Kedushin, he says, Bosaman niyomim, and mashu with a saisa zelazeh, that Rav Meir says, you should always have an umna nekiyah. And Rav Neroi says you should always teach your kid Torah. So you say the Torah there is really there's no stira. That a derech klau avad you're supposed to teach your kid a derech umnis. It's a good thing to teach him. But Rav Neroi was talking about his own special kid. He had a gabalistic kid. That his kid could be great. So his kid he only taught him Torah. Right. Omer Rebbe. Hai de mechadadarna mechavroi. You know why I'm so sharp? Why I could learn so good more than mechaverim? The chazisel Rav Meir machroi. Because I saw my Rebbe, a koponim, I saw his back. I was zeichet to see his back. And vaitavilu chazisim mekamoi. If I would have seen him from the front, having mechadadon etfei, I would even be smarter than I am now. The chesiv, because the pasuk says, for hoyu einecha royes esmerecha. Your eyes should see your Rebbe. So Melam, what he did was, he was able to see his Rebbe. He saw his Rebbe from his back. But the Rebbe could not see him. So he wasn't that great. But if Rav Meir would have saw him also, so it would have been like a double seeing. I see my Rebbe, and Rebbe sees me. That's a bigger madrega. So Mar doesn't say, Klo, what's the madrega of seeing your Rebbe? Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a shmuz on this. He wants to learn the pshat is that the rezoich with the Torah is really it's a matana from Hashem. It's hashpoah Kadosh Baruch Hu gives down, and all the hashpoah go to the gedolim. The gedolim they get the ikur hashpoah, and the closer you are to a gadol, the closer you are to Rebbe, the hashpoah goes upon you also. But it comes like a tzinner from the Rebbe to you. So Melor, the closer you are to your Rebbe, the more chokhmah you get. So Melor, if I just saw him from the back means I saw him, but he didn't see me, means he wasn't that close with me. But if he would have seen him directly, means we would have been close together, we would have been even closer, I would have been even smarter, because I would have had more hashpoah from him. Right. Amr Rav Avu, Amr Rav Yechanin. Talmud hoyel al Rav Meir. Rav Meir had a Talmud. V'sumchis shmoi. His name was Sumchis. Sho yoimer al kol dova v'dovish shotuma. On anything that the locher is that is tamei, he would say, aboyim u'shmoina tamei tuma. He would say, mamish, 48 reasons why it's tamei. That's how great he was. That's a very big madrega. First step is after 48, so Mashiach wants to say that there's a madrega that really there's 50 Sharei Chochmah. That's brought down, Moshe Rabbeinu had 49. Says, Moshe was missing one madrega. So to show you how great this Talmud was, like he also was just missing one madrega lower than Moshe Rabbeinu. So he's able to say 48 tamim why it's tamei. Everything that's Torah, he's able to say 48 reasons why it's Torah. That's how great the Sumchus was, the Talmud of Rabbi Meir. Moratona, Talmud Vosek Hoye B'Yavne. There was a very good Talmud in Yavne. Shoye Metayre Sasheretz. He was able to say reasons why a Sheret should be Torah. The Meir V'Chamishim Tamin. He had 150 reasons why a Sheret should be Torah. So we're not going to go into this, though. L'chur it's shver. You can have as many reasons as you want. But our kopon, the Torah says the sheret is tummy. So what do I care? You have 150 reasons. L'chur it still is tummy. Let's say this discussion. Tema. My charif is the Torah says sheret. Sha Torah tamasohi. Whatever you want, the Torah says tummy. Behedya. No, v'yam rabbein otam linyin tumas neveloys ari. Shlo yitame kizayis v'menu b'masa. All right, Zayis gets rootsim. But I call upon him, he was able to say 150 reasons why a sheret should not have a tumah, why a sheret should be Torah. And the way Rabbeinu Tam learns, it means that the nevela sheboy is Torah with a kazayis. Omar Ravina said, Ani Odon, I could also be done and say a reason why it should be Torah. The Yatarenu, I'll tell you, Kav Chaima, why a sheret should be Torah. I bring Kav Chaima from a nochish, from a snake. Omar nochish, maduch a snake, shememis. A snake bites you and kills you. There are poisonous snakes, they can kill you. Omar betuma. So when he kills somebody, he makes more tuma in the world. Now that somebody's dead, there's more tuma. For Nesveg and Tor, a snake himself, even when he dies, he's Tor, Sakrashi. Nochish, Shememis, Odom, or Behema. Or maybe tuma v'yolim. If he kills an Odom or Behema, he makes them in the veilus, makes them tummy. For Nesveg and the snake itself is Tor, Kishemes. The Torah only says 8 shirotzim that have tumah to them, but a snake is not one of them. Or bazoi is a kavuchoyma sheretz. Now the sheretz shein memis, a small creeping sheretz can't kill anybody. Or marber tumah, it's not marber any tumah lekol shechein. Isn't it a kavuchoyma that when it dies it should not be metame? Or the way Toiz learns a koponim should not have tumas nevela a koponim a sheretz lekavuchoyma from a snake. So the Gemara v'lohi, your kavuchoyim is not a good kavuchoyim. I'll tell you, ma'isa koitz b'yam makovid. That when a snake kills somebody, you say it's not the pshat the snake is being mar b'tum on the world. The tum is not because of the snake. The snake is like a koitz b'yam. It's like a thorn. Because of the snake, the guy dies. But where does the tumor come from? Because you have a ma'isa. So it's not the pshat the snake is causing any tumor. A snake is not mabur any tumor. Maybe that's why a snake is Torah. Mashenkin is sheretz, a Torah gave examples of custom, a sheretz is tummy. So maybe you'll still remain tummy. Right. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Shmuel. Sholoi Shonim Nechluku Beishamayu Beisilu. They used to have machlekesim for 3 years. That halalu oimrim halacha kumaisenu. The Beis Shammai said halach is the way we hold. V'halalu oimrim halacha kumaisenu. Beis Hillel hold no, the halach is like I'm saying. And the bottom of the machlekes was the Shem Shemayim. This is one of the Gemaras that says there's machlekes the Shem Shemayim. So machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. There was machlekes the Shem Shemayim. Each one held their das is das Torah. Is Yotzah Baskol, finally a Baskol came out from Shemayim. The Yomran it said, Elo v'elo divrei Elokim chayim. Both svaras are really emes. They're both amitos shatayra. what Beis Shammai says is MS, what Beis Hillel says.